Already up. He never sleeps. Nor slumbers. And he saw your sacrifice. He saw your sacrifice. You know, we sacrificed this morning. I mean, we crucified our flesh and got up earlier this morning, the only Sunday out of the year that we do that, but we did it. But Jesus did a lot more than that. We think what we did this morning, when we suffered, boy, we suffered this morning. No, he suffered. Man, he suffered. I can't even express to you how he suffered. We're going to go back a little bit from last week. You know, we brought in Palm Sunday as they were coming into Jerusalem, as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. He knew what he was going to have. He knew what faced was before him. He still rode in. He didn't ride out. He rode in. Amen. Got any good, anybody used to watch the good old Westerns? Some good Westerns that you used to watch? Yeah. You know, your hero rode in. You know, John Wayne, he rode in. He knew trouble was in town. Think about Matt Dillon, Gunsmoke. Good old Matt Dillon. Never turned away from trouble. But he never went without a gun. Amen. Now, this ain't Andy Griffin. Now, times have changed when Andy came to town. Back in them days, you better be toting a six shooter, and you better be loaded, because the enemy he usually got two of them loaded. Jesus came riding on a donkey, knowing what he was going to have, know what faced before him, but he had a promise. He had a promise from his Father. He was going to have to forsake him for just a few days. To God, it's like a few seconds. But to man, it was a few days. Back in John chapter 12, we're going to pick up a little bit where we left off, but I thought about Mary, the sacrifice. Boy, she was up early in the morning before sunrise. She was going. She was going not knowing. See, a lot of times you're going to go places for God not knowing, but expecting. Yeah. She was going, but she wasn't expecting him to be out of that tomb, but she was expecting to go there. She was going with expectation of, I know what Jesus did for me. He cast out a bunch of devils out of her. Set her free. And she didn't go back to them devils. She followed Jesus. See, if you want things to stay good in your life, you got to follow Jesus every day. Every second of the day. There was a young man here this morning, visiting this morning, by the name of Kenneth. That's what the Lord spoke to him. You've got to give God your best every day. You got to make him first place in your life if you want that blessing. And you got to respect and honor that blessing, not like Esau. He sold his blessing, sold his birthright because he was hungry. So you got to value God's blessing. You got to value his word. Honor his word. Be diligent. Amen. Diligent. And seeking. John 12, let's read 20 through 36. Now I'm going to read and you read along with me. 12:20, verse 20 through 36. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship. This is after Jesus went through Jerusalem. There was Greeks that came up also to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, which was the disciple of Jesus, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Somebody asked me this morning, you want to see Jesus? You want to see Jesus? Yes. Philip came and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip told Jesus. You think Jesus would say, man, somebody wants to come see me. They want to come see me. But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man must be glorified. Must be glorified. Most assuredly, Jesus speaking here, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. God doesn't want you to be alone. Amen? He does not want you to be alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain, you could say harvest. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, Jesus said, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, will my Father honor. How many people were serving this morning? Look for God's honor and blessing coming back upon you. Amen? Yes. You're serving him today because you're making him first today. That's honoring him. Verse 27. Now Jesus said, "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came." There was a purpose you came this morning. I hope it was to see Jesus, not to pastor. Don't come here thinking, pastor's looking for me. No, Jesus is looking for you.
Amen.
If you're not here, I'm not looking at you not here. I want you here. Jesus needs you here. I want you here, but Jesus needs you here. Because he needs some things to get done. He needs some people to know him also, to hear about healing and salvation and deliverance. And you're the only people that's going to take that message. It's the people that believe and hear. Amen? Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. Yes. Amen. Therefore, the people who stood by heard it and it sounded like it thundered. Remember, go back in the Old Testament. That mountain was thundering. Mm-hmm. Might hear some thunder this weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up, Patsy, Lewis.
Yeah.
That's just God speaking.
Amen.
Tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there? The ground shook when they crucified our Lord. The heavens are going to shake again before he comes.
Amen.
Not only is the earth going to shake, the heavens are going to shake. Going to be a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah.
And ain't going to be that rock and roll song we know. It's going to be our King of Glory coming, Jesus,
Amen.
For his bride.
Yes.
He's coming for his bride. Therefore, the people who stood by heard it and said it thundered. Others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me. It came because of you." I like that. Jesus shared his relationship with his Father. God wants his people to hear.
Yes.
But you got to show up. You got to come, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to come where Jesus is at. You got to come to the cross. Once you come to the cross, don't stay there. Pick up that cross. Follow Jesus. Verily, verily, verse 24, Jesus said, "I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." I'm going to share a little story. Got a couple little stories to tell. This is how we tell our stories. When I first got saved, and my wife's here, she might even help me with the story because she hadn't been here for a while. She's been working. But sometimes she straightens our stories out, right?
Yeah.
Help me, guys. We leave out some of the minor details. So I say minor. She says, "That ain't minor. That's major detail." So we think minor. But me and Sherry got dedicated and gave our lives to God. Kelsey was maybe 5, 6 years old. My wife's mother, Amelia, had passed on, 3, 4 years prior? More longer than that. Her mother loved flowers. You know, this is when I see these flowers this time of year, things are coming alive. They're not dead. They just kind of, they're resting. See, a lot of people say they're dead. They're not dead. They're resting until God calls them forth. See, we're just resting down here, doing his work. He's going to call us home one day. But the rest that we do, we enter into that rest of faith, and it makes us go out and do something, give our testimony. But when Sherry's mom passed on, she loved flowers. You know, I told you about if you go get anything out of her trunk, you open the trunk, what you're going to find is potting soil. You'll find groceries. I don't even know if it had a spare tire back here. I think she moved it and just put dirt in there. If she ever had a flat tire, she'd call Stevie or Michael. But she loved flowers, and when I see those flowers, I think of her because the Lord used that relationship a lot to draw me. With her passing, I didn't have Jesus. And to see somebody die, and there's nothing you can do, but then you get to wondering, well, what about me? I mean, death, man, that's pretty powerful. But it gets me, it's a time God uses to draw you to him. And so after that, and then me and Sherry, we got born again, and I'm starting to understand what life is all about. And I thought about her, Amelia. And it was this time of year, I think it was the, it's the time of year that things are coming up, but you also start planting. And there were some pretty flowers coming up because the leaves had fallen. All the leaves had failed, so that would be what, fall? There were a lot of them on the ground. So we were planting. Sherry was at work. Me and Kelsey, I said, "Come out here, we're going to go, we're going to get our hands in the dirt." I was thinking about it, me. I said, "We're going to plant something, and then next year we get to see it come up." And as we were planting, I was sharing my heart with Kelsey, and I can't remember what we was talking about, but we was talking about Jesus, talking about God. I don't know where we was at, but as we was planting, and all of a sudden, a whirlwind comes. And it just takes up these leaves. You ever seen a whirlwind of leaves? I mean, going up about as high as this ceiling. And I said, Kelsey, take off. Go jump in that, man. If I was a kid, I'd be right in the center. So here's Kelsey. She goes over there right in the middle of these leaves. You can see her hair. You know, she ain't but so tall. Her hair just going around the leaves. And she's just enjoying this time. And then, you know, it left. And she came back, and we start getting our hands again. And I'm sharing about the Lord. The Lord had just blessed us with a load of mulch from our neighbors. They had some left over, so we took it. And as we was spreading that mulch, we hit something, but it started squeaking. It's like, eek, eek. And what it was, there was two little bunnies in this mulch. Wild rabbits, wild bunnies. Two of them. And the Lord had been ministering to us through the Word on the number two. And that year, He gave them two wild rabbits. And so we're out there planting. That whirlwind come by, and me and Kelsey were talking about Jesus and talking about the Word. And I said, Kelsey, I said, wouldn't it be neat if He just sent you another one of those whirlwinds of leaves? And immediately, there came another one, and it just started whirling. Two whirlwinds, two bunnies. See, we're just worshiping and honoring God. It was just one of those God moments that God revealed how awesome He is. And she just went out there and just, I can see her today, just in that whirlwind of leaves. God does the little things, but He can do great things. But see, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. Much fruit. Jesus don't say something just to be saying it. You're saying, what Jesus talking about wheat for? Jesus, Philip saying, the Greeks want to see you. Jesus starts talking about corn and wheat. Jesus, you've lost it. The Greeks are wanting to see you, Lord. That, you know, you've been asking people to follow you. Come follow me. Lord, people's wanting to see you now. And he goes, starts talking about corn and wheat. Philip's like, Andrew, can you go talk to him? Somebody talk to Jesus. There's Greeks out here. They're the intellectuals. They want to see Jesus. And except the corn and wheat fall into the ground and die. Now, another revelation I got. Frankie, I used to be a maintenance man. For about 8 years, I worked apartment maintenance. So this time of year, we're mowing about 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're mowing. Mowing, weed eating, blowing the grass. But this time of year, those pretty blooms, they last for about a couple weeks, and then they start fading. And they have to let loose. And they start, I call them little helicopters. They're flying everywhere. But I found out that that's a seed. See, that seed has a purpose. Everything God created has a purpose. It has the seed, fruit-bearing seed in itself to reproduce. And I was out there in our mowing season, and I'm just communicating. I'm fellowshipping with God out here mowing and just praising Him, just thanking Him, Lord. Everything's beautiful. I'm just working. I'm getting paid to blow these sidewalks. I'm making money doing this. But praising God, and I'm sweating too, but you know, if you start praising God, you'll forget about how you feel. I said, if you start praising God, you'll forget about how you feel. Thanking God, praising Him, and I actually start looking at what I'm doing. and I see these seeds, but there's some that's on the sidewalks. And I immediately get the revelation. You know, if you keep seeking God and keep asking and following Him, it won't be this Greek, this philosopher, this way of thinking that hits you. It's on the inside. It's in your heart. That's where God speaks, in your heart. And I seen this seed, but it was on the sidewalk. I said, you ain't supposed to be there. And then God showed me. See, Jesus was a seed. Except the corn of wheat die and get into the ground, it's alone. See, we were alone. We were alienated from God in this world without Christ. We were alone. But that God said, it's not good that man be. So see, God had to have a plan before your aloneness. God had a plan. Yes. He never planned for us to be alone, to be separated. And He had a plan. He had a seed, the seed of David, the seed of Abraham, Jesus. See, God showed me that seed was Jesus. I got a revelation blowing a sidewalk looking at seed that was on. It was in the wrong place. See, Jesus talked about the sower sowing the word, that if the seed gets on the rocky ground, the stony ground, it can't do nothing. It's got all the power it needs, but it's not in the right place. Jesus had all the power we needed, but there's another place he had to go to. He had to go to the center of this earth, but he didn't go there alone. Amen? He didn't go there alone. He took on him. He became sin. Except the corn of wheat die, it remains alone. Jesus did not want us being alone. And he said, I'm going to go. Father, I'm going. I'm going to go. But I'm coming back. Amen. See, Jesus, when he goes somewhere, he always comes back. But he always comes back with more than what he left with. Remember when you was a kid, you went to the candy store? Mama, I'm going to the candy store. Well, hey, where'd that little boy get some money? I've been picking up pennies off the ground, Mama. I'm going to go get me a couple Mary Janes. Everybody used to buy the old Mary Janes. Dennis, your dentist loves Mary Janes. I built him a house. I built a couple of dentist's house because I didn't brush my teeth too good. Them Mary Janes cost you more than pennies when you get older if you don't brush your teeth. 3 times a day. Praise God, but I'm getting some of them back. I've lost a few because of Mary Jane. But to marry the mother of Jesus, I'm going to get my teeth back one day. The ones that didn't get decayed. See, down here, everything's they're rotting and they're decaying down here in this earth because it's cursed. Except for God's kids. We're not underneath that curse. See, we're above the curse. We're above the curse. Because Jesus became the curse. God took him, took his son, his only son, and took him and let him be planted. See, Jesus had to agree with this. He had to submit his will to God's will. And if you think about it, Golgotha just goes all the way back to the garden. You got the Garden of Eden and you got the Golgotha. Same place, just different times. But Jesus, on that tree, became that curse. The curse that the tree that we never should have ate off of anyway. Evil. See, Jesus became sin, which was evil. He became sin, and he took that sin upon him. He became that sacrifice. He became the scapegoat. He took upon all of our sin, became sin, and God planted him in the bowels of this earth with a promise. See, all the power in that seed, it's in the seed. Amen? The life is in the seed. God's life was in that seed. God's life was in Jesus. The devil couldn't see it because he's dead. See, the devil can't figure faith people out. He just can't. I hit him with this and he just keeps speaking faith. I can't figure him out. See, there's life in us. There's no life in him. There's no truth in him. There's no love in him. And he can't figure you out. He couldn't figure Jesus out. The people wanted to make him a king. We're going to make you a king. Jesus disappeared. Said, I know what's in man's heart. It wasn't time for him to be king. Because God, his father, was going to have to plant him in the earth so he can make many kings and priests and unto God. See, we're the fruits of that seed being sown. When Jesus rose, we rose. We're a part of that seed. It's an everlasting kingdom. See, the words you speak, words of life that you speak, they never die. They never die. Because Jesus is alive. See, Jesus was comparing his death and resurrection to a grain of wheat being planted in the ground. Just as the grain of wheat has to die being planted in the ground, Jesus would also be laid in the ground for 3 days. Now that seed, that tomato seed, has to germinate. How do you say that word? Germinate. A lot longer than 3 days. Not Jesus. His body was not going to corrupt in that tomb. God, his father said, your body's not going to see corruption. My son's body's not going to see corruption. It saw death, but it will not see corruption. Amen? Because it never sinned. That body never sinned. Now it had to die and be planted, but it wasn't going to be decayed. Now it was destroyed on that cross. It was mutilated on that cross. Mutilated. But the earth had no hold on that body. That body didn't come from earth. It came from heaven. It came from heaven. It came from heaven. And Jesus will also be laid in the ground for 3 days. But as a single grain of wheat finds new life through this death and multiplies itself many times over. I'm looking at many times over. God has multiplied and continuing to multiply His promises. Jesus would rise again and bring many others with Him from death unto life. In concluding today, we're going to go to John 20. We're going to get a little bit further in the book, in the Gospel of John. We just been, any of you ladies, you used to like to do the, how you used to do that, you used to skip, was it skip? I'm not going to try to do it, you know, you'd skip. Hopscotch. I never was a skipper. We've been skipping through the Gospel of John. I'm not going to try to do it. You got the picture, right? Girls could do it. They could do it with a little, they can skip. If I didn't have this microphone on, see, I'm tied down with a little weight here. I got a lot in my belly too, you know. I don't want to stumble around. I got a little extra. I'm carrying a little bit extra this morning, a couple of pancakes. Skipping. We've been skipping through the Gospel of John. John chapter 20, verse 11. It says, "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping." Mary Magdalene weeping. "And she wept, stooped down, and looked into this tomb." That's more than what any other people were out there doing. At least she was looking. If God can get you looking, there's a message. If God can just get you looking, you know, those old Pentecostals say, if you hang around this old slippery creek bank long enough, you're liable just to fall on in. Yeah. The Pentecostal churches, talking about getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you just hang around them people long enough, you're liable just to slip on in, John. At least Jesus got her looking. Got her looking. What Jesus had said to her was motivating her. She didn't know why, but she was looking. She didn't know why she was showing up there. Something was drawing her. We know why, because we can look back at the story. But she didn't have the Gospel of John written back then. But somebody else, the Holy Spirit was moving upon her. And she saw, if you look, you'll see. Jesus said, if you knock, it shall be opened to you. If you seek, you shall find. You shall find. Jesus is mighty fine. And seeing two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet. You believe you have angels?
Yes.
Today I believe I got one in my head and I believe I got one in my feet when I'm resting. They were at the head and feet of Jesus. He said, we're His. We got at least two. I'll say right there, we got at least two. We got the same promise. We got more than that at our beck and call. Jesus said, I could call 1,000 right now, and they'd be dispatched, working. We got at least two, one at your head, one at your feet. Big, them big boys. At least nine, if Goliath is 9 foot, they're about 9'6". At least, because there's anything God, giant down here on the earth, God's got something bigger. They big boys. Not little babies with angel wings. Don't let man paint a picture of what God creation is. His angels are huge. Huge. Beautiful angels. And they said to her, woman, that was Jane. That's they just spoke, woman, why weepest thou? Why weepest thou? And she said, because they've taken away my Lord. And she was doing this in tears. I'm not going to try to cry and paint this story for you. And I know not where they have laid him. This woman is weeping. She is covered in tears. She's serious. You better give her an answer. She's pretty much saying, I don't care if you're an angel or who you are. You better tell me where you're taking my Lord. She's crying. She's weeping. She came there to take care of his body. Because he took care of her body. He cast out devils from her body. And she knew she was free. Amen. Devils come out. You're going to know something. I got some devils cast out from. They weren't cast out. They just left because I went and worshiped at the feet of Jesus. If you go worship Him, if nobody's there to cast them out, you'll be delivered. That's just you worship at the feet of Jesus. Where have you taken my Lord? And I know not where they have laid Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus. Say, I saw Jesus.
I saw Jesus.
She saw Jesus standing and knew not it was him. Wow. She thought it was the gardener. Why? This is the time of year that the gardener's out by the tomb. He's manicuring, doing what he's supposed to. She's full of tears. You ever been full of tears? I mean, Lewis, he'll weep in the spirit of prayer. He gets teary-eyed. He can't read the word. Well, she's all teary-eyed. She's come to take care of the Lord's body. Here she saw two white men down here in the sepulchre. She was looking down there, saw two white. Didn't know what they were either. Said, where are you taking him? Yeah. She's weeping. She's crying. Turns around. Here's somebody standing right in front of her. Didn't know who it was. She's getting ready to light off on him too, I guess. Who's next? Who wants some more? I want to know where Jesus is. Where's Jesus at? Where is the Lord? He was here last night. Somebody better find me my body of Jesus. Where's he at? And she, supposing him to be a gardener, said to him, sir, have you got him? Where'd you take him? Tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away. I'll take him where he's supposed to be. She's like, somebody can't nobody do anything right around here? Where's his body? And Jesus said, you think he said in that voice that she knew before? Mary. Oh, man, she's just boom. Mary, God knows your name, and he knows exactly how to say it. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
That's right.
It's that small, still voice.
Yeah.
Mary, and she turned herself. Repent means to turn. Change your way of thinking. And said unto him, teacher, she found Jesus. She found Jesus. You keep asking where Jesus is, he's going to show up.
Yeah.
Loud. Quick. Jesus said unto her, touch me not. She's ready to come on and give a big old hug on him. Because she'd been looking for him. And she knew what he looked like on that cross. And he don't look like that anymore. And man, she just wants to go hug the Lord. Man, you're back. Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended. And here's what I like. Unless the corn of wheat die and fall into the ground, it goes alone. But he said, touch me not, for I not have yet ascended to my Father, but to my brethren, and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. The whole purpose of redemption right there. No longer are we separated from God, alienated from the world. Because of Jesus, that day, God got his family back. See, that's the whole purpose of the seed, is to get the harvest, to feed the people. See, he got his family. See, God planted Jesus to get his family back. He planted his best. Jesus, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the resurrection. We're back. Arnold Schwarzenegger said it, but the church is going to say it too. Jesus is coming. We back. He's alive. We back. We back. Back and right standing. We're not where we're supposed to be yet, but we on our way.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what the resurrection is.
Yeah.
It helps us. It's put us on our course now.
Yeah.
No longer are we slaves. Remember that redemption? We're no longer slaves to sin. We've been delivered. The chain has been broken.
Yes.
So if sin is holding you back, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. Because Jesus has came up out of that tomb. I'm looking. I'm looking for Jesus. He's in Reed. He's in Lewis. He's in Terry. He's in you. I'm looking. If I see something that looks like faith, I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
If I see something stirring, I'm going to ask. Because
yeah.
If it's there, I want to know. I want to know. Amen. I see faith, Reed. See, you're getting something. You're getting a lot more than something. You're getting revelation.
Amen.
So keep looking. Keep looking until you find what Jesus said is yours. And then keep looking. It's out there. Call it. It's got a name on it. Call it. Healing. Call it. Hearing. Call it. I want to be whole. Call it. Because Jesus has paid the price.
Amen.
The sacrifice. Resurrection and life. You keep calling. Keep seeking. And we're in agreement with you. We're right there with you. Amen. Because the next thing is, Mary runs off and tells everybody, I saw Jesus. Now, we're getting ready to leave here, getting ready to be dismissed. Don't feel bad if you run out all excited from church today and you run across people that said, well, I don't believe that. Don't lose your joy. No. Don't let the devil steal your song. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Because we do believe. We've been there. We saw the Lord. We've tasted of it. We've got eternal life. Man, we got healing in our wings. I got strong body. I got a purpose down here. The world, his disciples didn't believe. But they just hadn't received that promise from the Father yet. They hadn't got the Holy Ghost on the inside of them yet. But Jesus showed back up. Jesus showed himself to them too. Because they believed. They come running. They did come back a running. But I like Mary. Early in the morning, there's a song. Early in the morning, I will seek thee. Talking about early in the morning. As the deer panteth for the water, so my heart longeth after thee. Oh, come on. You alone, I'll help you. A little bit that I know. Where's the microphone at? I heard her. I heard her sing over there. She saw Jesus. I heard her. Where'd that microphone go? That's what we're going to finish with, Tammy. Just lead us. We're thirsty. We're hungry. Hallelujah.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You my shield, to you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire. And